windmills. If it doesn't blow, you can forget about television for that night.
Mr. President, I want to present you to the greatest deal you have ever seen. It is so great that I thought I might actually get your attention by standing here next to this bird-killing, cancer-causing, blackout-generating, wind-energy-producing beast here.
And look, I'm fine. Not hurt at all, actually. And that's because there is no scientific evidence that wind turbines cause cancer, or blackouts for that matter, but we'll get back to that. And by the way, my name is Ida Augen, a member of the Danish Parliament. And now that you're here, let's talk about the deal.
Okay.
It's about cheap energy and saving the climate. Here's an example. The North Sea region, that's the sea on top of Europe, can produce twice as much electricity as all the coal-fired power plants of Europe combined. And look, it's smaller than Nebraska. Imagine the possibilities in all of your great United States of America. And what about the price, you ask? It's cheap. It's cheaper than coal, actually, even in US.
I have no doubt about it.
So stop your plans. I know you're thinking about building new coal-fired power plants. Wind is cheaper. Listen to science, listen to your wallet, and make a new deal. It's gonna be great.
Darling, I wanna watch television. I'm sorry. The wind isn't blowing.
Oh, yeah, the blackouts. Don't worry about your TV dinners and movie nights. In Denmark, where most of our electricity comes from wind, we have on average 15 minutes of blackouts every year. Whereas in US, with all your coal-fired plants, you go dark on average 2 hours every year.
Our country is in serious trouble.
So, Mr. President, we all know you can do this. Just grab your pen, sign a deal, and let's save the climate.